Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Well, it's a great time to be a Washington, D.C. sports fan because we got playoff hockey, we got playoff basketball, and the Nats are just on fire right now. Good day to have Scott Allen, sports reporter for the Washington Post, along. Hello, Scott. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me back.
Well, let's start off. I guess Ted Leonsis has got to be a happy man these days. I mean, short of the fact that his Wizards lost their last game, he's got two teams in playoff contention. Let's start with the Caps, who wrapped it up this weekend in Toronto, at least in the first round, and finally put away those pesky little Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, and giving area fans and the team a few days to catch their breath before Pittsburgh. It was an incredible series. I think one that people thought might not have gone quite as long or been quite as hotly contested. Five overtime games, 6 one-goal games, but Ted and his son Zach were up at Air Canada Centre last night in Toronto, and Marcus Johansson was able to get it done in overtime to give the Capitals a few days off before the Penguins series starts.
Yeah, I mean, and 5 out of the 6 games went to overtime.
Yeah.
That really shows you had two teams who were fighting tooth and tongue.
That's right. And Toronto, a super young team, but their future is obviously incredibly bright, giving the President's Trophy winning Capitals all they could handle. Once you get to overtime, it's kind of a coin flip, and the Capitals were able to win the last 3. Got a little bit lucky, perhaps, but they're moving on.
But you had these games, so many of these games go into overtime, and Washington had the best record in the Eastern yep. Conference, and they were playing the team with the worst record that made the playoffs. That does not sound like they're going to do well in the next round.
Well, it just shows you. I think if you ask the players, you know, while the pundits all predicted the Capitals in 4 games or maybe 5 or 6, the players said, you know, we expected this. You know, once you get to the playoffs, yeah, Toronto doesn't have the experience, but that's a really good team over there, and playoff hockey is about kind of creating your own luck. So, I mean, the good news is they didn't have to go to 7 games, and, you know, maybe this kind of hardened them for the rest of the way, which is not going to get any easier.
All right, so Game 4 is tonight for the Washington Wizards as they take on the Atlanta Hawks. They lead that series 2-1 right now. How's that going?
The last game didn't go so well, but still with a great chance to come back to D.C. up 3-1, or worst-case scenario, tied 2-2. And the way that they played at Verizon Center, I think they have to feel pretty good. I mean, this has been kind of a series of trash talk back and forth. You know, you had the Hawks after Game 1 complaining that this was more like MMA than basketball, and mm-hmm. Markieff Morris firing back, well, if you thought that was MMA, wait for double MMA. And then you've got Morris calling Paul Millsap a crybaby after Game 3. So a lot of trash talk going on in this one.
Yeah, I mean, but how do you think the Wizards are playing? I mean, are they up to this task? And as they take on the Atlanta Hawks again?
I think so. In Games 1 and 2, they had the full supporting cast helping John Wall out. The story of Game 3 was really John Wall was the only one generating any sort of offense, the only one who could shoot. For the Wizards, and when that happens, I mean, that's just too much pressure on the guy who throughout the season has been so much of his offense comes from getting assists. So they need somebody else to step up in Game 4 if they want to bring a 3-1 lead back to D.C.
And they need the defense to show up too.
That's right. Paul Millsap kind of went off against Morris, 29 points and 14 rebounds in Game 3. Scott Brooks, I'm sure, let the team hear about it after Game 3, and the defensive effort should be better tonight in Atlanta.
All right, so let's now turn to the Nats, who have been on the road. They've won 7 games straight, 6 of them on the road. That's a hell of a streak.
It is. It's almost like, hey, don't forget about us over here. We know you've got more important games going on with the Wizards and Capitals, but look what we're doing. And it's been an impressive streak. It's sweeps of Atlanta and now the rival New York Mets. The story for the Nats, besides, you know, Bryce Harper, he's had a resurgence. Ryan Zimmerman has 6 home runs in April now. But Daniel Murphy, I mean, we almost expected after last year, right, when he almost won the batting title, continues to just dominate his former team, a grand slam last night against the Mets. That offense for the Nationals is really, really scary right now.
What about I think they were concerned about their closers. Where are we on that?
Yeah, we talked last week, right? And I think since then, the kind of closer by committee, you've got Sean Kelly and Coda Glover sharing the duties. Coda Glover got the save last night. And I think since we talked, they're 3-for-3. So it may not be a permanent solution for them, but so far the starting pitching continues to be great, and that combination of Kelly and Glover have done the job in the ninth.
All right, and when you look at the grand big picture of what's going on in Washington right now, can you ever recall a time where we've had these three teams doing so well?
No, I haven't. I mean, you look back 2 years, and we had this kind of manufactured idea of the D.C. sports trifecta. There was one night 2 years ago where – you know, the Wizards won a playoff game, the Capitals won in overtime, and then the Nationals won on a walk-off home run. But that was, Caps were in the first round. It was kind of an isolated incident. I can't recall all three teams going so well at once. Before the Wizards lost on Saturday, the Nats, Caps, and Wizards had combined for 8 straight wins since last Tuesday, which is incredible.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter which sport you like. You've got there's something for everyone right about now, which is pretty amazing. And the pitcher, Daniel Murphy, he is the National League Cy Young Award winner, and he completed 8 innings for the first time with 9 strikeouts and 1 walk. That's incredible.
Yeah, sure.
That's amazing.
It is. And the funny thing is he had such a slow start in that game. I think he allowed 2 home runs in the first 2 1/3 innings. But the way he was able to rebound and get through 8 innings and preserve that bullpen. You know, they've got to fly tonight. They flew last night to Colorado to start a 4-game series. So for him to go 8 innings was huge.
Let me come back to the Capitals, though, because now we've got through round 1, and you're right. Now we've got to go out there and we got to face those dreaded Penguins. And for better or for worse, it seems that the Penguins have always had our number. So how is that matchup looking this time around?
They have. And the thing is, you know, you've got the teams that finished with the 2 best teams in the Eastern Conference facing off in the second round because the NHL has an absolutely ridiculous playoff format. But if you're the Capitals fan, even considering that history, you've got to figure, you know, you're probably going to have to play the Penguins at some point. You can view this as almost like a revenge tour on the way, hopefully, to a Stanley Cup Finals appearance. I think the Capitals think, you know, they're a better team. They've said it all year. They're a better team than they were last year when they ran into the Penguins in the second round. There wasn't a hotter team in hockey when they played the Penguins last year. I think on paper, you know, the Capitals, again, have an advantage over the Penguins, even though they made a quick work of the Blue Jackets in the first round.
And is Alexander Ovechkin, is he okay? Because, I mean, that hit he took, and he stayed down on the ice for a long time, and I watched him personally right there in the arena limp down to the locker room. He didn't look good, but he came right back.
That was really scary. Yeah, he came back in the next period, actually. And if there was any question about whether he was okay, I think he answered it when he just absolutely leveled Jake Gardner into the glass like the old Alex Ovechkin. He looked pretty good last night. He didn't score, but he skated his normal shifts. And I think reports are that he is good to go, and these next few days should do him well in terms of rest.
Well, Scott Allen, if you keep bringing us good news, maybe we'll have you back. Thank you so much, Scott.